like to sing the verses to that song? Is it 210?
Yes.
210 in the hymn book. 210.
Like Jesus.
that's a song that not all of you know, and it's not in any of our books that we have in front of us. I wish I could have a mind good enough to memorize those verses. I know them, but not well enough to sing them. But that chorus, we've all come up, or at least I came up to camp yesterday, and a lot of you did. And you've had a lot of anxiety. Have anybody? Anxiety at home? Cares? Anybody got cares? Problems? Burdens? Let's dump them. Let's get rid of them. All your anxiety. All of your care. Casting, what did Peter say? Casting all your care upon him. I know that song is in the white book, and maybe we'll sing it, maybe we won't. But casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And that's a good place to go. When I was the first year, I was trying to get involved in the ministry, and I was all by myself in the church, and nobody else to help me really or with me. And I don't know what, how old was I? 27? I was 27. and I didn't know what to do. And I remember Brother Edwin said to me, "Ernie, you have to learn this, that people are going to have burdens. As many people as are in the church, that's how many burdens people have, and then some, because some have more than one. And they're going to try to dump them on you. And you can't handle it. And if you try to," Uncle Edwin said, "it will kill you. But you have to learn. You have to learn to take those burdens that people will dump on you, and you have to learn to cast all of those cares upon him. For he cares for you and for everyone in the flock of God." I've tried to do that. I don't know how well or how poorly I've done. The Lord knows. But I don't want to take every one of your cares, and I don't want to hold on to all of mine. But I want to bring them to the mercy seat, and I want to leave them there, because there's never a burden that he cannot bear. And there's never a better friend than Jesus. And so tonight, if you have anxieties, maybe it's job and work related, maybe it's familial, maybe it's personal, maybe it's sin, maybe it's just a load of, well, what does Jesus say in the parable? The cares of this life. And you know what then he says? It chokes out the seed of the Word of God. So these cares that we carry are not healthy. They're detrimental to us. And we can carry our own, or we can carry others. And as Brother Edwin said to me, it'll kill you. It'll kill you. It'll choke out the life of God. It'll choke out the good seed. And you'll just be so absorbed and carrying all of those cares. But tonight, take them, you know, take them right now. Those cares that press, that you have. And I know some of you do. I'm just guessing. Let's just bring them to the mercy seat. And let's bring them right to Jesus. And just leave them there. Lord, all my anxiety. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Lord, teach me that lesson. That's an art. That's a real art for a Christian to learn. It's a good study, better than anything you'd find in any university. We can learn to cast and to leave it all and to trust with all of our hearts. And so, Lord, help us all. Lord, at the beginning of this meeting, we pray that you will help us all to lay it all down and let it all go, so that we're not bogged down and cluttered, so that we are in a better position to open up and to receive. Lord, we're sometimes with things that occupy us, that are maybe others' problems and others' needs, and we get under the burden and we bear the strain.
Oh no, Lord, you've never asked us to do that. You've asked us to bear one another's burden, but to bring those burdens to the throne of grace and to cast them upon you. And so, Lord, we pray that you'll help us. We bring it right now. We bring them right now to you in Jesus' name. Amen. All your anxiety, all your care, bring to the mercy, leave it there. Never are any cannot never a friend like Jesus. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lift, Lord, our presence at Calvary. Jesus is with me. Ask me not, O gentle
Hallelujah. What a friend we have in Jesus.
Trust in the Lord and don't despair. He is a friend so true. No matter what your troubles are, Jesus will see.
I will say.
Jesus. Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.